Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. Well, more than 250 naturopathic doctors in BC have responded to a call by the Naturopathic Doctors Association, and this is a call to help join the fight against the drug crisis and to help by joining the BC Centre for Substance Use, being part of the Provincial Opioid Addiction Treatment Support Program. So what would this actually look like? Dr. Vanessa Lindsay is joining me now, president of the BC Naturopathic Doctors. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for inviting us to speak with you and your audience.
Well, it's such an interesting move and an interesting invitation. What specifically are naturopathic doctors being asked to do as far as taking part in this?
Well, as you and your listeners know, we are in the midst of a healthcare crisis on so many fronts. And there are many ways that naturopathic doctors can help with the current crisis. And this is simply one area that we know is especially in need of additional providers and support. And this is the way that we're proposing that we support these vulnerable populations. There are over 700 naturopathic doctors across the province, and about one-third of households are seen by a naturopathic doctor. As we, you know, continue to see a lack of providers, we recognize that many, many patients are turning to NDs as their primary care provider, and we simply want to be able to support patients to the best of our capability and meet them where their needs are.
And when we're talking about naturopathic doctors in BC, I know it can be different depending on what jurisdiction you're in. Are naturopathic doctors in BC also medical doctors?
No, we are certainly not medical doctors. We are naturopathic doctors. We're regulated by the College of Naturopathic Physicians of British Columbia. And we, or the majority of us, over 600 of us, also have the capacity to prescribe provincially scheduled drugs. And we've been doing so safely since 2009.
Okay. So what do you have to do as far as schooling to become a naturopathic doctor in BC?
So once you've completed your undergraduate and required courses to apply to a naturopathic program, you then apply and you undergo 4 years of training at an accredited program. These programs are accredited by the national agency, and you complete an internship with a set number of clinical hours, then undergo national licensing examinations, and then provincial board exams, which includes oral boards.
All right. And when you talked about the number of doctors then, or naturopathic doctors that can prescribe, do you have to do something else as far as training to be a naturopathic doctor that can also prescribe?
Yeah. So to gain prescription authority, so that is a particular certification through our college, you have to complete additional training once you have got your naturopathic diploma, and that is an additional course with an additional examination, and that allows you, once you pass that, that allows you to prescribe off the provincial drug schedules.
Okay, and do you think that would make it or be more beneficial if you're a naturopathic doctor and you're taking part in this, or you're helping with the BC Centre for Substance Use to help with the opioid crisis? Would that be a benefit to have that power?
So to be able to prescribe the opiate agonist and safer supply medications, well, it's one way in which we can support these patients. It does require additional training through the BC CSU. You know, this condition, opiate use disorder, is a multifactorial condition, and these patients require a multifaceted approach that naturopathic doctors are well poised to work with, and work with teams that are already supporting these vulnerable populations.
And so do you think, is there a push then to make all naturopathic doctors in BC be able to prescribe, or to make it easier for that group to be able to prescribe?
You know, I think we recognize, you know, as was the case with RNs and psych nurses, where there were, you know, barriers that prevented them from providing additional support. They were able to work with the ministry, thankfully, to overcome those barriers and increase the number of prescribers. Not every nurse is a prescriber. We're really grateful to see, you know, a wide range of skill sets working with these patients. And what we're simply saying is that there are NDs who've expressed interest in working in that way as well, and we're looking forward to to addressing some of those barriers and looking for unique solutions to this problem with the ministry and government.
Something you mentioned, too, that you're seeing more and more naturopathic doctors become primary care providers. Are naturopathic doctors, has that been a real shift? Because the number of people, British Columbians, who don't have a family doctor, that number has been very high for years. And we hear from people all the time that don't have family doctors. But are you seeing more and more people turn to a naturopathic doctor and they're going about that because they simply can't get a family doctor?
I certainly do see that. Naturopathic medicine is a unique approach to healthcare that combines modern scientific knowledge with traditional forms of medicine. And here in BC, we function both as primary and complementary care, which allows us to manage acute and chronic conditions. In the recent years, I myself have seen a growing number of patients come into my clinic, into my office, and I am supporting them in managing their health concerns, their diabetes, their cardiovascular concerns, working with them to appropriately monitor medications and labs. So I think that we are uniquely positioned to support patients who seek us out, and we are here to support in whatever way our patients require us to be there for them.
Does it cause more stress, or does it put more stress on naturopathic doctors that maybe people are now coming to members of your organization with health concerns that maybe they wouldn't have brought to a naturopathic doctor in the past? But again, for a number of reasons, that doctor has become their primary care provider.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. One area that I see that especially is in, screening and detection of cancers. So, for example, someone who comes in and has a skin lesion, and, there was a time when perhaps they would not have brought that up with their naturopathic doctor. And now the naturopathic doctor is the one who is face-to-face with them, and they mention they've got a skin lesion, and we are trained to assess that condition. Where the stress perhaps lies is that we are not then able to make it easy for them to access appropriate follow-up with a specialist, for example. So we would send them back to a walk-in clinic or an urgent care if they don't have a family doctor, with perhaps a letter or with some communication that would then facilitate the referral through that GP or that walk-in clinic, because we at this point are not able to access specialist referrals. So I think where the stress is in seeing patients go through additional steps to get appropriate and timely follow-up, because the goal is good patient care. We share that with all of our healthcare colleagues.
Right. And again, trying to make it seamless, I think. And like you said, who wants to, if you have a doctor or a naturopathic doctor that you're going to, imagine the stress on the patient and the time that it takes if you then have to go to another center or another ER doctor.
Exactly. Who doesn't have the long-term relationship with you, perhaps, and it just adds to the stress on that patient, the anxiety around their health, which is already such a vulnerable space.
And just going back to what you were talking about as well with naturopathic doctors specifically being involved and trying to help as the opioid crisis continues. So I understand that a number of naturopathic doctors have already started training in the course with the BC Centre for Substance Use. How do you see that playing out as far as more naturopathic doctors doing that? And then what will they actually be doing in the community?
Well, I think that it really depends on I don't want to speculate on how the health authorities would implement a naturopathic doctor into their team-based care. But what I'm really hopeful for and really heartened to see is that the number of naturopathic doctors who are interested in working with this population is growing. We were at 30, we're now at 50, who've actually embarked and are well into the training. And there's just a couple barriers that are preventing us from fully merging with the teams that are currently doing that work. And I'm looking forward to constructive conversations around how we can provide some creative solutions to the current crisis.
All right. Well, Dr. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us and for talking more about this today. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.